function, we've covered quite a few topics. I'd like to now take on another, I think, relatively short unit. I don't know how many weeks it'll be, not too many. In Hilchos Dayanim, Hilchos Dayanas, starting with the chiyuv of going to Besdin, the issur of going to Erkos, to civil courts, and some of the ramifications, applications of that. And then, by the Shem, as we progress in this, to talk about the lach of siruv, of hazmanais, of pshara, of pshara krev ladin, and making pshara with dasa bailam or of bali dvarim, or sometimes afila bal karcham, lachas of ashtar kinyan, of ashtar birum needs a kinyan. When it does, when it doesn't, some lachas of zabla and kabbalah schar. The issur of being tainish zesh lo v'nei zeh. These are some of the halachas that come up in terms of dealing with bati din, and goes into acting like an er l'chayid when those situations arise. So this is part of the er l'chayid series. And it's all part of living like a yid. What Chayshe Bishba does, much more beyond Orachaim and Yoradeya, is that it takes Shmiras HaMitzvahis and application of living Al Pi Torah beyond that which we would consider to be the religious activities, brachos, davening, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Kashrus, mitzvahs like that, which are clearly bein ol lamakim and directly involved in avodah. These are my own business. This is my own personal life. And here, Ebenezer, likewise in Chayshim Mishpat, says that Torah is all-encompassing. Torah is not limited to that which we would consider to be a religious activity, but Torah is Meira Derech in every single aspect of life. Possibly, along these lines, is why after Aseres HaDibros, Matan Torah, Parshas Yisroi, comes right away. The first thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to introduce after that is Eilev Ishpash to Mashiach Tosef Lifteihem. Before we talk about Shabbos, before we start talking about Lo Sabbat Shabbat Chalevi Bo, before we talk about Shalosh Regolim, before we talk about Arayos, before we talk about some of the other mitzvahs, by the way, Mishpatim, because that's giving this message that Yiddishkeit is not just religious ceremonies and the rest of it, you're on your own, but it permeates and penetrates every aspect of life. And this is where you really see it. Person is nikir bekiso bekaiso bekoso, when it comes to the bottom line, when it comes to the pocket, and over there, I'm going to have to listen to Torah over here too. Yeah, there's a Torah, there's a din Torah. And that's how we have to approach these halachis. Okay. The first pasuk everyone knows, of course, in beginning with Parash Mishpatim, starting over here on the sheet on the top, is Eilev Mishpatim Hashatasim Lefneihem. And Raja says the famous drasha, Lefneihem, Lo Lefnei Goyim, Lefnei Malkum, that we have to go and take it Lefneihem. Lefneihem means in front of those Dayanim that are Smuchim, those Dayanim that, like at the end of the previous Parash in Yisro, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for 40 days, and the one thing he wanted to take care of before he goes up and disappears for 40 days is make sure that there's a bezin over here that could act in his absence. Maybe that's a siyum on Sefer, on Parshas Yisro, that starts with Bati Din and ends with Moshe Rabbeinu going up to the mountain. Well, I have to apologize, I take that back. It's actually the end of Parshas Mishpatim. Moshe Rabbeinu was going up to Har Sinai. Vehine Aaron v'churi machem ibal dvarim yigash aleihem. Anyone has a din Torah, Mishi Yesh lo din, Raji says, here, I set up a bezin over here in my absence. Let them be your address, take your issues to them, and if someone has a complaint, let them bring it over there. The Chaga from that Gemara learns, is that most of Raya, the Baal Dvarim has to bring a proof. And we learn also that in the Skakim Elatoveya Tchila, that he presents his case first in Beis Din. Numerous halachas come from this. So Rashi tells us, which we'll see some in a moment, the sources in Chazal, that Ashitas Nefneim teaches us that Moshe Ben is not just teaching us the halachas themselves, but how they have to be heard and determined and decided when there's a dispute amongst them. It has to be Lefneihem, Lefnei Dayana Yisrael, and not Lefnei Shoftim of the Goyim. The question is, what is this over here? What is the getter of this Isser? Let's read this Rashi here together. This is Rashi beginning of Parsha Mishpatim. Afila yadata b'din echad sheheim danim oso kedina Yisrael. Even if you'll know that they're going to judge the same as we're going to judge. For instance, in looking at a contract, and it says that these are your obligations, and this is what you have to pay, and this is what you have to do. So it's all there, black and white. So if you go to a Beis Din of Yisrael, or if you go to a Goyisha court, it's going to come out the same result. It says over there, you have to pay this amount, and we have records only you would pay this amount, so the balance is still owed. So something like that, that's open and shut. So then, what difference does it make whether I go here, whether I go there? No, it does make a difference. Don't take him over there. Why? So Rashi adds a beer to it. So maybe Dina Yisrael of Nega Goyim, because of the very fact that I'm bringing this case there to be heard in front of the Goyim rather than in front of the Dayana Yisrael. Mechal as Hashem. That's a Chil Hashem. Why is it a Chil Hashem? How do you understand what everybody's saying? Why is it a Chil Hashem? In addition to that, umiyakar shem avodah zarah lachshiva. I'm giving a chashivas, a yakros, a kavod, and the chashiva, chashivas, to the shem avodah zarah. Oh, that's what I respect. That's what I accept. That's where I'll find justice. That's where I'll find truth. I'll find it by the goyim. So that's a separate part. Miyakar shem avodah zarah lachshiva. And that's a bad thing. Shenemar, kilokutz reino tsuram, our lahavdol of avdolis. Strength, our rock that we rely upon, is not like theirs. Vayevena polilim, and it's a terrible situation of galus that the Hazino is lamenting, that our enemies now become polilim, become our judges. That shouldn't be so. Vayevena polilim, so edos le'ilu yirasam, that's uplifting their belief, their deity, their whole system. What's the first thing Raji says? Shemevi dina Yisrael, ifnei ga'ayim b'chalos Hashem.
Their rock is not like ours.
So Chil Hashem is?
Their rock is more closer than ours.
It's saying that I'm taking that over that. I'm taking their system, their justice, their Dayanim, their Shaivtim over ours. That's a Chil Hashem. I hear that more Miyak Hashem over Azara, like Shiva. There's a Chil Hashem. There's two parts of it. There's Dinei Yisrael, and there's the system of law, and there's the forum, the venue. I'm going over there means I respect the court, I respect the Goyim, I respect their authority, I respect their system, especially when it's tied into their beliefs or their values, and that's Oyveinu Polilim. But our Dinim, Dinei Yisrael, in contrast to their Dinim, right. Magid Rav Yaakov Chuk Mishpat of Yisrael Liyasa Chena Chol Goy Mishpatim Bayidom Halleluka. We say in the mornings, right? Means our dinim are Magid Rav Yaakov Chuk Mishpat of Yisrael. They come from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're divine. Their dinim, they don't even claim to be divine. That's if they do, they don't. But they don't. It's a matter of convention. It's a matter of agreement. It's a matter of legislation. It's a matter of what people accept upon themselves. Not common law, statute. Statute is a matter of what is legislated and agreed upon by the lawmakers. Common law is that which is accepted in the street and in the industry and in the commonplace. But be that as it may, In the legislation, also just a matter of haggling it out with different parties, different interests, different whatever, you know, with their system, how they come to making a decision. And they make a law. Fine, very good. Hopefully it's a reasonable law, it's a sensible law. It's not completely slanted because of some kind of private interest group. But it's a law just because of it's a man-made law serving the purpose, which, by the way, is the right thing for them to do. And as part of their assignments, we know that they have to have dinim, they have to have a system. And as part of Shlomo Shemach, Shemolim, Eroah, Ishla, Israel, Chayim, below. Otherwise, it's anarchy. It's the Wild West. Everyone takes a gun and has the law on his own hands. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to live. But that's what they're doing on the best on their own as human beings making agreements between themselves. Let's agree how we're going to live. So all the different situations go up there, they don't have to make agreements. We have, on the other hand, something that has a higher standard of emes, not just because of what we happen to be in the mood, but we will come to agree what we negotiate, what we decide. But Magid Rav Yaakov, it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, maybe Dina Yisrael, if Nei Goyim, Mechalas Hashem, I think is something of its own, even before you might Miakar Shevel Razar. Before we're talking about accepting their justice, it means you're saying ours is nothing special. The fact that this is Terem Mishmaim, but there's the same Terem, the Aron Kodesh. Okay, so Havdol Havdolis. There's law books, big libraries of law books in the law library. So what's that itself was a Chil Hashem. We now brought that down to the same level. Rashi's giving a Gansa Biur onto this Drasha, which otherwise could just be taken straightforward as saying, Lefneim lo Lefnei Yaakov. Well, the thing that what's pushing Rashi over here is the first line Rashi says, even if you know that they're done in the same way, it means that ha tenach bishleima, very well I would understand, there's many dinim that they're going to judge different than us. They have a different system of law, they have different rules, and they're going to come up with different results than us. So therefore, since api halacha, you're chayiv in this case, and over there they're going to say you're pater, or you're pater in this case, and over there you're going to say you're chayiv. So it's going to come out the din makulkul. It's going to come out the wrong result. When api halacha, I don't have to pay you money, but you can take me to court that you can make me that I do have to pay you money, right? And there's endless examples of how that could be. So then you're going to be taking money from me, which api halacha, I don't owe you. So then we, of course, understand why it's aser, because that's gezel. But even if Yidata b'din echad shechem dan also gedin in Yisrael, even when that issue is overcome, which is going to be a prevalent issue in almost all cases, but even if you'll have a case, like I said before, in like a contract, which is everything over there is black and white, is spelled out, you're just going to uphold what it says over there. So it's not going to be any difference over here and over there, right? And damages were different, and estates were different, and Shemrim were different, and Shluchim were different. Like, you know, up and down the halachas, there's so many different halachas of Kinyanik Zela and Yiyush. They don't have such a concept. And Hills Eidos, we have different rules. And wherever we go, we have completely different halachas. But even when you have something that's going to be black and white and all spelled out, it's going to be exactly the same over here, over there. So then you still can't do it because of additional reasons. So Rashi would seem to say the first reason is, don't go there because that's going to be gezel. And the Rekveger says in Shulchan Aruch, this is all, by the way, in Chashim Mishra Simul Chavav, the Rekveger says that besides the Isser of Erkos, if your person does go to Erkos and he gets over there an award of a pruta more than what he deserves up here, Lacha, and he takes it, he's over gezel, and he's an apostle aid. You can't call him afterwards to be an aid on a ksuva, because he's a gazlan. Right? That's, a person has to know that if they get over there something, the api halacha is not theirs. They're only entitled to what halacha will grant them, not more than that. But a fili yadata, that's going to be the same exact outcome over there. Still, you can't go over there because it's maybe because it is mechalas Hashem. That's the Rashi. Now this Rashi is a combination of mukairis of the source come from Gemara and Gittin, and a Medrash Tanchuma over there. The Gemara in Gittin, let's read this Gemara over here, Tanya Hoya Rabbi Tarpa Naimer, Gomakum Shata Motze Aguriyo Shil Ovid Kechavim, some kind of body of justice, Avbisha Deneim Dina Yisrael, even if their law matches up in a particular case, the same as ours, Yet the Rosh Hashanah is zaki l'cham. You're not allowed to go in front of them. Shenemar ba'elam mishmotim hashadras l'vnei 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 abdik ha'chavit. So that's the first part of Rashi. The first four words of Rashi in Chumash comes from a Gemara in Gittin. In fact, it's more than the first four words. The second phrase of Rashi that says, even if you know there's the same din over there and over here, that also lies in the Gemara in Gittin. But the beer of it, that it's a chila shema miyaka shema bezara, because it's like oyveinu palilim, that we don't have in the Gemara over there in Gittin. There's a medrash on Chumah over there in Megidim Mishpatim, which the Bira Grah brings down in Shulchan Aruch, as I reference over here, that says more than this. And that this is where Rashi is coming from. Even when you do know that your dispute will be the same outcome if you come here or come there, you're not allowed to go and take the case of the civil court. The same drasha. If a person is taking that choice and saying, I'm not going to go to Dayan Yisrael, I'm going to go to the civil courts. The judges over there, I have a lot of respect and trust in them. I don't have trust in these Tamidei Chachamim. Kafar b'Kadosh Baruch Hu t'chila, v'achaka kafar b'teira. Hashem Yishmerenu. Such strong words that the Tanchuma uses. His mamash can be like a kafir. It's a rejection of Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. It's saying that bottom line, when I'm back against the wall and where the buck really stops, is the legal system. Torah, you know, that's good for Shabbos morning davening. I like the tunes, but when it comes down to the real money of it, I put my trust in not in God we trust, but in America we trust. Is what it says on my dollar bill.
But it could just be greed. I know the Torah is right, but I want the money. I'm going to get money from the secular court. Bezdin is not going to get money.
Well, greed wouldn't tell a person to steal. We're not talking about a thief that would go because of my greed, even if I have a way to steal. Well, I assume we're not talking about a person that just because you left your money over here and you went out to the bathroom, I wouldn't go and empty your wallet. Mm-hmm. Right? I'm greedy. Good, but I'm a low signal nix, I'm not out. And yet, all of a sudden, when it comes to the system, I'm willing to go that system or this system. So greed isn't enough to explain it. It's got to be a matter of my belief. It's got to be, I believe what they say over there is right. I don't really believe the Rabbanim know what they're talking about. And therefore, it's a matter of my trust and my belief, and that's why there's an element of kfirah. A gazlan is not a kafir. A gazlan, you say, is greedy. About taiva, about chemda. He has yetzahara, he has to fight it, he didn't fight it. Then he lost his fight, but it's not a kafir. This over here, we're understanding you wouldn't steal, but it's a matter of what you believe in. That is a much more fundamental problem than simply a gazlan. This is a matter of an element of kfirah. It goes on with a mashal about a doctor that doesn't bother treating someone that he knows is terminal anyway. You will eat what you want, sleep what you want, do what you want, doesn't make any difference, enjoy yourself, have a good time. Someone that he helps to be able to cure, he's very restrictive. You can't have this, you can't have this, you gotta do that. Why are you being so tough on me rather than on the other guy? Because you, I still have hopes that you're going to survive. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let them do what they want. They're not going to help them anyway. But for you, the Yisrael, I want to make sure that you're going to survive Lo'olam Voed, the Netzach Netzachim, and therefore you have to restrict what you eat, you have to restrict how you behave, you have to have a lot more restrictions, not only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have the best. And it brings Pesukim over here in the Navi that says, Kichukas Ha'amim Hevel Hil. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, make whatever chukim you want. It doesn't make a difference whether it makes sense. Whatever you guys make, it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't give it any chiyos. It's a whole different treatment with Yisrael. And therefore, we have different laws that we have to go with. So this is the combination from the Gemara and the Medrash that produces what Rashi says. I'll throw it in over here. The Beis Yosef, if you turn the page, the top piece, brings down from the Ramban and the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Tshuvas Rosh as well. Other Rishonim will say the same, that afilu nisratzu shnei bali adinim leilach lefnei dayanim goyim is also usher. Afilu b'din shadinu k'deinu. It's not only about if one person wants to go to Bezin and the other one doesn't want to, then we require them to come. Even if they both together want to come. And even if they wrote the original in their contract, that any disputes will be settled over here in Maryland court or whatever other kind of erkov shenachrim. Even if you both want to do something, you both want to do ribbis, you both want to work on Shabbos. The fact that you both want to do something doesn't make it mutter. Right? Because it's not a question of you're hurting him or him or you. The Torah is saying it's a matter of our allegiance, our acceptance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. We all are duty bound to that. It's not something that's negotiable and agreeable that we're not going to do that.
What about a Goyish arbitrator?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question. Kvegir Simon Chavav, the earlier Rav Kvegir Ben Judea was in Simon Gimel. And the Rav Kvegir and Simon Chavav brings down from the Chuvas Marashach, that's a very early Chuvas Sefer, that says that if you're not going to Yerkol Shenachrim, you're going just to arbitrators, then it's mutter. But that's qualified. That means, if you're just going to, forgot the Lashon right now, if you're going to people that are going to judge l'fi hatzedek v'yosher, l'fi their seichel hatoy v'yosher, Over here in Simcha Chavav, he brings down v'mhotzi momen aydei dine arkos v'ein dine kein b'dine Yisrael ha'momen gazav yado. Over here he says the first psak that I said earlier, that if you get money out through Erkos, a pruta more than you deserve, then he's a gazlan and it's not his money and she's not Mukadeshes and he's Posleatus. Earlier in Simon, he brings down, I didn't look it up right now today, let's say he brings down the Chuvas Marashach that says that we're allowed to done in front of just give me a second, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's all the way back in Simon Gimel. I am mugging Giburim, B'shem Marashach. Which means that if you want to don lefi derech haseichrim, according to industry standards, and there's a board of realtors to settle issues between real estate agents, or there's a
New York Diamond Exchange.
That's more of a bezdin. But if you would, okay, as an example over there, they're not donning. They're not necessarily talmidei chachamim. They're from Yidden. They're not donning al pi b'kiyas and chayish mishpat, but they're also not donning according to any idea of civil law. They're donning over there according to what the minig haseichrim is in that particular industry. Various industries have such a board of whatever kind of arbiters or grievance commissioners or some or things like that. So if they're judging according to how realtors or diamond merchants or whatever kind of industry standards will apply to their business, then that's fine, because then they're not trying to apply one system law or another system law. It's no system law at all. It's just, this is what's accepted, and this is what, there's a threshold rule, and therefore you get the commission because you showed the house first, or however they apply the rules. But if they're going to go, let's say, to the AAA, the American Arbitration Association, which is only a bunch of retired judges and or lawyers, and they're judging over there purely according to civil law, nothing to do with, they have a little bit more latitude than a court does as far as evidence and such like that. But the body of law, what they're judging is based on going to law school and learning what it says in the civil law, and that's still going according to your kosher nakra. If you would get just three business people or one business person that's familiar in your business, you have a dispute about, I don't know, you bought a car, and is it a good sale, not a good sale, does warranty apply, does not warranty apply, so we'll go to another person also in that business that knows about these things and we'll let him decide. So he's not doing because he's a bucking the Chayshim Bishon, not because he's a bucking in law either. He's just doing according to the Seichel Yashar, that's okay.
The Seichel Yashar, but it's applied over there, could wind up still taking money out from A and giving to B.
Because there you're saying, I'm not doing it according to any kind of system of law. We're going to just make a settlement. We're going to make a settlement according to what he decides to settle. The law is that you're not allowed to, it's a puzzle A or a puzzle dying, let's say a Karav. So my close relative, my father, my brother, such, can't be an aide to testify for me. It can't be a judge to be a dayan for me, or on either side. But the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, you could say nemel la'aba, nemel la'avicha. I can mekabel my father or your father upon myself for an aide or for a dayan, and we're mekabel. So what we're doing over there is we're really going outside of a straight din Torah. I'm making a Kabbalah that I'm a Kabbalah upon myself. Whatever he's going to say, that's what we're going to do. It's a settlement. I make a Kenyan on that. And then whatever he says, I can do it as a flip a coin as well. But I'm doing something a little more sense than that. He's a smart man, my brother, my father. He's going to look over the whole case. He's going to give his sage opinion. And I'm going to follow that, whether it's Kasha or Pialacha as a Dayan, but as a way of settling things. But if they're going to do according to civil law, then that's still oivena polilib. That's still saying that I prefer the chukei hevel over the divine law of Magid Bar Yaakov Chuvishvot of Yisrael. The point anyway over here that I'm bringing out from this Beis Yosef is that the Ramban, the Rashba, the Rosh, the Rishonim say that even if both people agree, you can't waive this halacha and say I want to go to civil court. No. The case that does have an allowance, and that's what I right now want to try to understand how you could have any allowance at all, is explained in the Rambam over here in the bottom of page 1, back to the front page, the bottom piece of the Rambam, which is also verbatim just about the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch in the Chayshim Mishpat, but it's copied there for the Rambam, it's the Lashon of Rambam, it says, Kol hadan b'dayani akum uber kol shilhem, a person goes in front of their judges in their courts, Al Bishohoyu Dinaim Gadini Yisrael, like we saw in the Rashi and the Medrash, even though their din lines up with ours, and about a Koshke of a Koshke, if their din does not line up with ours. But even if it does, Hariza Rasha, Rama uses very strong terms. Ukila Khira Vigidef, it's like he's Kaifer and Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's taken based on the Tanhuma. But Harem Yabateras Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's affronting the Torah, like the better says, he's kafir b'kadosh baruch tchila v'achal kafir b'Torah. Kafir b'kadosh baruch tchila, the Rambam puts into his terms and says it's chira v'gidev, and kafir b'Torah, his harem yad b'teres moshe rabbeinu, he lifts up his hand to go and oppose and dispute and reject chas v'shalom teres moshe rabbeinu. Shnemra elah hamishpat v'shatasim lefneim lefneim lo v'akum lefneim lo v'nei hadyotis. Even though the Rambam expresses it in such strong, almost emotional terms about how terrible it is, even so, there's an allowance in a certain case. What happens like we have nowadays, that we don't have autonomous authority even over our own community. We have Gullus and a Goyish country with their own system, their own justice. We don't have that power. Ubal dina ole, and my opponent in this dentera, the person I believe owes me some money, is a tough guy that's not willing to listen to the Rabbanim. Veni yokal hotzi meno b'dayani Yisrael, and the Dayani Yisrael aren't able to get him to fess up and to come to dentera or to pay up or settle or anything like that. He just fifes them on and says, what are you going to do? And he's a powerful, influential, wealthy, whatever, well-connected kind of person, and we can't control him. So then the law is yitve'enu the dayana Yisrael tchila. First, make an attempt of calling him to Besdin. which, by the way, is not only a procedural issue, which halacha is requiring, but it's also the only way you can really be sure he's not going to come. Because it's many times it happens, it's speak to someone and say, oh, for sure I'm not going to come. That's what he says in the street. But when he gets the hasmona from Beis Din, all of a sudden he starts singing a different tune. Well, this, and eventually he does come, or he settles, or something happens. Because when he sees that yesh din v'yesh dayan, when he says there's an accountability, that often brings him to act differently. But yitve'enu l'dayan Yisrael, there's the first requirement is that you do have to call him, summon him to come to Beis Din. Even l'ratzu l'avai, and if he still doesn't comply, he doesn't want to come, noitel rishus mi Beis Din, then you ask permission, Beis Din, could I go now take this case to court? Umatzel, and go and save your money that you are owed, and you're going to prove that you owe, you have whatever documentation, whatever necessary, to prove that you owe the money, and otherwise I can't collect the money, I'm allowed to go collect my money and save for that loss. But Dani Yakum, Miyad Baldino, then I'm allowed to go and collect the money and save it that way. So here the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are giving us allowance that although this Isser is such a terrible, terrible Isser, words that we don't find anywhere, just about anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, that a person does this, he's a Rasha, he's like Mecharef, Megadef, and Kaifer, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's Herem, Yabba, Teres, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Lo Vashalom, he's like a Kaifer, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashalom, and the Torah. It's very, very severe, extreme kind of a language. And even so, right away we turn around and say, but if you really got to do it, it's okay. What do you mean if you really got to do it, it's okay? If you really got to do it, if it's really so usher, then if you can't get your money, then you can't get your money. And whether it's $100 or $100,000, it makes no difference. It means for my $100, I'm allowed to right now, Chas HaShalom, to be Harif Megadev, to be Kaifer B'Teiras Maisha. I wouldn't do that for $100,000, not $100 million. Certainly not for $100. I mean, so if it's so bad, if it's Kvira, so then your person has to be Maisa Nefesh. The luck is by any essay that if they say that...
It's only clear because you're moxed this more than that, but over here, you're not
moxed this more than that. That's the question, how that comes out. So this is the question, and Rabbi already is copying a possible teretz. If you flip the page now, on page 2, the second paragraph, the Kli Chemda, Rav Dun, blank. I forgot right now. Pelish Gadol, Gai Nailam. I forgot right now the name. The Kli Chemda on Mishpatim asks, how can it be mutter just be because otherwise you're going to lose your money? Therefore, you're allowed to be over Yisurim in the Torah. You have to give up all your money in order not to be over on Yisur. So he says, V'ula Yeshleimar. The Kavan, the whole Isser, Alalechos, whom he crawled to Lufnayim, the whole Isser is that you have to go Lufnayim, Ma'ilish, Mishritibash, Shatas, Lufnayim, you have to go in front of Dani Yisrael, and not Dayani Akum, and Kimba Bakum Dilayevsha Lufnayim, when you don't have that option. I want to go to Beis Din, I desperately want to go to Beis Din. I just can't. I can't go there without the other party. They can't have a dinter with only one side. No court will do that. What?
Nachum
Mendel Kasher? No. No, the Kli Chemda.
Something.
I didn't bring it. I had it at home but on my desk. I didn't bring it right now.
Rabbi Meir Don Plotsky?
Yes, that's where we go. Rabbi Meir Don Plotsky. Thank you. You can't go to Dinter without the other party. So I want to go to Beis Din, but I can't. So machmas hanitfa she'ena rosa la da'ib din Yisrael. So lek yisur teira, and therefore sagim and tilas rishus from Beis Din. He doesn't really explain it completely, but what he seems to be saying possibly two things. One thing he might be saying is that there's no isur of going to Erkal Shel Nachman. There's isur of not going to Beis Din, right? I can't go to Beis Din. Whether I go there or I don't go there, I can't go to Beis Din. The Beis Din can't hear a case without the other side. So that's not an option that I have available. It's not that I'm declined to go to Beis Din when I'm supposed to go to Beis Din. Someone could yell at me, why don't you go to Beis Din? I want to go to Beis Din. I can't. So if I can't go to Beis Din and Lefneim doesn't exist, so then there's no Isser going over there. That's the way he seems to say it. But Bishop said a different vort, which has even a stronger ring of truth to it. I mean, I think, Chaira. And that is, there's a Chil Hashem over here, Rashi says. But the Chil Hashem is choosing one over the other. When I say, where do I, bottom line, really put my trust and faith? Right? Rabbis are good for sermons. But when I really want to talk about my 100,000, the court is where I have my trust. That's where my confidence. I know they're really going to get it right. Rabbis, well, you can't really trust them. My trust over there is in judges. So if that's a question of your choice of who you believe in or what system. It's so developed. This is archaic. Some people use the term, right? This is min hashamayim, and that's what a bunch of people that are elected officials decided that to negotiate. It's what you're believing in. So if I'm choosing one over the other, that's a chil Hashem, that I'm choosing civil agreements between people rather than which teres ma'ishim min hashamayim. But when I'm not choosing it, I'm saying my choice and my allegiance is purely to teres Hashem. But I don't have that available. So now I just now have to go and do my debt collection with whatever avenue is available. That's not anymore a theological choice. That's not a philosophical choice. It's a practical choice. I want to be able to collect my money. I'm owed money. I have the documentation. I want to collect my money. I don't want. I need to pay my bills. So that's not anymore a choice of what I believe in, and therefore there's no Chil Hashem in that.
I'm allowed to go to second time.
Excuse me? I'm sorry.
I mean, if you come to the second time Rashi, you're going to learn like that also.
The maker is when we see that Jews choose the court over the Bezdin, that shows, oh, that's where their real allegiance is. But when I come on over here, I just say, we really want to go to the Bezdin. But this other guy over here, he doesn't want to listen over here. So therefore, the best I have, like the second best, the last resort, is you guys, dear Honor, the honor of the judge. That's only a matter of desperation. It's not where my place of choice. It's not my where I would want to go, and therefore that iser doesn't apply.
If Reuven is willing to go to Bezdin and Shimon is not, when does Reuven decide to confer and say, I will go to bed, I will go to court? Maybe if he approaches court and he postpones it enough, Shimon will bend and say, okay, we'll go to Bezdin. But it doesn't work that way. He's not mechuyav to wait.
It works the other order. You first call him to Bezdin. If he says yes, then fine. Make a schedule and go to Bezdin. If he says no, I'm not coming, and the Bezdin, we'll learn later, Bez Hashem, he says a one hazmana, two hazmana, three hazmanas are directly in front of me. You don't need to have that whole system, whatever it is. He says, Bezdin, I'm not coming. So he's a Masarv to Bezdin. So Bezdin, when they make a determination that this guy's not coming, then they touch another fellow and says, you could have Rishus right now to go and save what you're owed, whatever avenue you have available to yourself. So only when he exhausts Bezdin and we see that he's not coming over here, then he could get Rishus from Bezdin to go there instead.
And will Bezdin paskin halacha based off?
We're not going to paskin anything at all. We can't paskin.
No. The separate case: if Reuven wants to take Shimon to Bezdin, they made a contract with each other, but it was based on.
No, we don't look at the contracts. He makes a hazman. I don't look at any papers. He says, Reuven says, Bezdin, I have a claim against Shimon. So Bezdin calls Shimon. We'd like you to come to Bezdin. We'll meet next Monday or next Thursday. I'm not coming at all. Not coming at all? Okay, so Reuven, take him to court.
I recognize it. Let's say he agrees to go to Bezdin, and they both sit in front of Bezdin.
Right.
Well, Bezdin paskin the halacha, if they signed the contract, but it was a contract.
Whatever the case is. The lucky is a chayav lucky is that you butter, the paskin chayav or butter.
In other words, what I'm asking is, let's say there's no two Adam that saw the contract being signed. It was just,
okay, now we're getting into the detail of how Bezdin paskins. Okay, right, this issue right now is where we're going to go for the din Torah, not the particulars of the case.
Okay, how about if you're dealing with people, let's say someone does not show the Torah mitzvahs.
Okay. In principle, you might find this surprising, even if you deal with someone that's not Jewish, you have to take him to Bezdin.
Yeah.
Right, you're not allowed to take a goy to go to court. Because our belief and our allegiance is to Bezdin. Now, practically speaking, that's totally impractical because the probabilities are extremely high that he's not going to come over here. Now, if he's willing to come over here, that's what you're supposed to do. My allegiance is to Bezdin. This is a valid arbitration board that's recognized by civil law. you sign an arbitration agreement, and the decision is binding, just like if you go to the American Association of Arbitration or any other group of arbitrators. So if he comes, then that's fine. And there are cases now and then, they're not very often, that a goy or a goyish company is willing to go to Beis Din, just because it gets a job done a lot quicker and a lot cheaper than going to court does. So that's, but realistically speaking, in 99% of the cases, the goy is not coming to Beis Din. I don't know what a Beis Din is. Sounds like some kind of a hocus pocus. I can't trust it there. I asked my lawyer. My lawyer said not to go over there. It doesn't happen, right? So he allowed to take him to court. So the Pasha is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In that case, probably not. In the Pashtus, what it says in Shulchan Aruch is that you have to have Rishus Beis Din. I wanted to explain more about that, but I'm running out of time. There's a Kesef Kedoshim from the Pachach Rav on the bottom of the page on Shulchan Aruch that says that when there's an Umdan Ramuchach, that a person is not shy to come. Like I said beforehand, that even when a guy says, oh, I'm never going to come, well, you get a Hasmona from the Beis Din and the Rabbanim get on his case and on his tail, and he ends up, yeah, coming, so you don't know he's not going to come until then. But if you really have a case of Umdan Muha, we really know for sure there's no way in the world that's going to come, like by a goy and probably by a very secular kind of a person, then you don't need to have Rishus Beis Din. Then that's like an Umdan Muha, that's already that replaces that. So then that kind of case, you're allowed to assume they're from court. That's the what where people are Simon Khan, Lahalak Lamais, on that case of Kedusha.
Well, why would you get Rishus Beis Din? That's the Beis Din.
What?
Why don't you get Rishus Beis Din?
Well, in order to be able to get Beis Din to give Rishus, Beis Din would then have to contact him and make a hazmana or send a summons or a phone call to him and ask him if he would come to Beis Din to arbitrate the issue. If they'll agree, then fine. If they say no, then we'll say, okay, good, no problem. And they'll, you'll be getting papers from the court soon. Okay.
Is it possible that when Rashi says Mechalas Hashem, that what he's referring to is Legabi, the other Baal Din? So if the other Baal Din says, I'm not going to Beis Din, then there's no Chal Hashem for me to go to Archos.
Why?
Because the other Baal Din knows that I wanted to go to Beis Din, and it's only because he refused.
A Chil Hashem is not a question of one person or another. Chil Hashem, okay. Is even both of us together want to do it, still Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem is the fact that we, one or two or both, of these Jewish people are choosing non-Jewish over Jewish. They're saying that they have their trust elsewhere in the Goyim rather than the Yidden.
So how does it help, like with the charts that Rabbi Sir gave?
Right.
How does it help that?
That takes away the Chil Hashem because I'm not making a preference of saying that I trust and believe more in the civil system than in the Torah system. I believe only in the Torah system. But since that's not available to me now because the other person is not going to comply, so therefore I'm going over there just to do my debt collection.
But he's going over there, he's a year, he's sitting with a couple of citizens, and he's...
That's right, I'm not having...
And everyone's watching.
That's right, and I'll make it clear over here that we made an attempt to go to Beis Din because that's really where I feel where I belong. No, it's not to comment over here because it's not the... But in New York cases, I also work at a Beis Din in New York, there are judges there that, whether they're from or not, they're Jewish, and they know. They said, you guys over here, like, they'll say it from the bench. Why don't you both go to Beis Din? That's where you belong, you know. I see you both really don't want to be over here, or one of you doesn't want to be over here. The lawyers are Jews, the doctors, everyone. Why don't you just go to Beis Din? This Beis Din, that, whichever it is. It's very obvious where we're supposed to be. So that is the Teretz. I just want to quickly right now, it's my time ready. We won't be able to do the rest of it, but the Chuvas of Chassam Sefer, as well as the Bir Gros, say a different Teretz completely, not like the Rameir Dun, the Kli Chemda. And they say that when you're getting Rishus Beis Din, and then you're going because Beis Din told you to go there, then it's considered to be Al Pi Dini Yisrael. That's following the instruction, the directive of the Beis Din, and therefore that's not an affront to the Beis Din. That's why it's critical to get a Rishus Beis Din. Rishus by the Beis Din, by the way, I want to make this one last point, is not asking a Rav. A Rav is not a Beis Din, he could be the God of Ador. Rishus says, don't Rishus me Beis Din v'haylech. It's a Beis Din, because then you're going up Beis Din Yisrael. Rav is just telling you what Be'etzim is Mutter, because he's a big Talmud Chacham. But it's not Be'etzim Mutter. It's Mutter when you get Rishus Beis Din, you're going on a Shlichus Beis Din. I don't have enough time for Mazur more. To be continued, Be'ez Hashem.
Book of Revelation, he makes a point of that.
Yeah.
That he doesn't understand why they call it a bond together.